所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督是主。他是主，他如今活着与我们同在。让我们来高举主的名，欢呼何塞那至高之主，仰望全能荣耀的神。哈利路亚！
何塞那归于他。
靠着耶稣基督，我们已蒙救赎，罪过已得赦免。他是那不能看见之神像，是首生的，在一切被造的以前。万有都是借他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而已，并且天上地下所有的权柄都在耶稣里。他已胜过死亡，得胜疾病，更战胜了撒旦黑暗权势。哈利路亚！
爱上你，
亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。 在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神，接着约翰福音来看耶稣在世上怎么样把那看不见的父神借着一个肉身彰显出来。今天我们所要谈到的是在约翰福音第20章第1节到23节，讲到耶稣从死里复活这个最大的神迹。今天的主题是他从死里复活。耶稣从死里复活是不可否认前所未有这样的事情，历史上没有一个人从死里面自己能够胜过死亡，从坟墓里面出来，唯有耶稣这个人不但死了并从死里复活，再也没死过，哈利路亚，他胜过了那最大的仇敌，就是死亡。让我们一起来分享米勒牧师的这段信息。
To come to the last miracle in the book of John,
我们今天要来看到约翰福音最后一个神迹
that Jesus did,
就是耶稣所做的。
We're going to find it in the 20th chapter.
我们来看约翰福音第二十章
of the book of John.
约翰福音二十章
and we're going to read a little bit tonight.
今天晚上我们要来读一点经文
I want you to read in chapter 20.
我们来读二十章
from verse 1,
从第一节开始
to verse 23.
第一节一直到二十三节。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的那地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼。拉波尼就是父子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。那日就是七日的第一日，晚上门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见了主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
We sang Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy.
我们刚才唱说，仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。
For when I fall, I shall rise.
我虽跌倒，却要起来。
When I sit in darkness,
我虽坐在黑暗里。
The Lord shall be my light.
耶和华却要做我的光。
The most marvelous miracle that ever happened in the history of the universe.
在宇宙史上所有发生过最了不起的神迹
is this miracle we just read about.
就是我们刚刚读到的这个神迹。
Death is so final.
死是这么的极限。
It's so final.
是这么的极限。
It's so the end of everything.
是一切的结局。
And there's no way back.
没有办法回来。
No man ever came back by his own effort.
从来没有人靠着自己的努力能够回来的。
Maybe a doctor could resuscitate one who was almost dead and could bring him back.
或许医生能够救一个快要死的人把他带回来。
Maybe a prophet could bring back a boy that had just died.
或许先知能够把一个刚刚死的男孩带回来。
But nobody ever brought himself back.
但是从来没有人使得自己复活的。
In all the history of the universe.
在整个的宇宙史上都没有。
No creature ever walked out of the grave.
没有任何动物曾经从坟墓里面出来，靠着自己的力量。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的事情。
That's why we grieve when someone dies.
这就是为什么有人死的时候我们会难过。
That's why our heart hurts.
这就是为什么我们的心会伤痛。
Because we know.
因为我们知道。
They will never, never, never come back.
我们知道他们永远永远都回不来了。
We know there's no way he can come back.
我们知道他不可能回来了。
He's gone forever.
他永远的消失了。
And it's such an enemy of humankind.
这是人类很大的敌人。
We hate it.
我们恨它。
We fight it.
我们跟它挣扎。
The biggest business in the world is the health business.
世界上最大的企业就是健康方面的。
Because we're fighting our biggest enemy.
因为我们是在跟我们最大的敌人战斗。
And every pain that we feel in our bodies.
我们身体如果感觉到任何的疼痛。
Can turn out to be a weapon of our enemy.
结果可能变成仇敌的武器。
It starts with a little pain and becomes a big one.
它用一个小的疼痛开始，后来疼痛变成大的。
It can start with a little cough.
它可以刚刚开始是一个小的咳嗽。
And end up in the grave.
结果却到了坟墓里。
It can start with a scratch.
也可能是痒的。
Well, fortunately, we found ways to push death back.
幸好我们找到办法能够把死亡给推回去。
There's a wonderful discovery made in the world.
世界上有一个非常奇妙的发现。
It's very interesting that it started in three places at once.
而且很有趣的是在三个地方同时发现。
In England.
在英国。
In Sweden.
还有瑞典。
In the United States.
美国。
All in the same year.
都在同一年。
They discovered antibiotics.
他们发现了抗生素。
As if God says, all right.I'm going to give you a gift.
就好像神说，好，我要把一个礼物赏给你们。
I'm going to give you a new tool, a new weapon to fight death with.
我要给你们一个新的工具，一个新的武器来抵抗死亡。
And because of that and many other things, we've been able to push death back.
因为这一点还有其他很多的东西，我们能够把死亡给推回去。
When I was a boy, the average age of mankind here in the United States.
当我还小的时候，在美国一般人的平均寿命
was 45 years.
是四十五岁。
Now it's over 65.
现在已经超过六十五岁。
We pushed it back.
我们把死亡往后推。
Well, a little ways.
是稍微推了一点。
We'd like to push it farther back.
我们喜欢把它推得更远。
And maybe we will.
或许我们会的。
But not all the way.
但是没有办法一直推回去。
But regardless whether you push it back or not,
不管你有没有把死亡给往后推，
it will come.
它会来到的。
And it's such a big enemy.
而且它是一个很大的敌人。
And such a hated enemy.
是这么被人痛恨的敌人。
And a great portion of our resources are directed against that enemy.
我们有很大，我们的资源有很大的部分都是要来抵挡那个敌人的。
Many, many people.Work all their life and save their money.
许许多多人一生工作存钱。
And spend it all in the last year on doctors.
最后几年都花在医生的手中。
All they did was work for a doctor.
他们所做的一切呢，只是拼命为医生而工作。
And they were glad to do it.
他们也很乐意这样做。
They didn't feel he was a thief.
他们没有觉得医生是贼。
They wanted to push back.
他们想要把死往后推。
That terrible, terrible enemy.
这个可怕可怕的敌人就是死亡。
And it's always been with us.
而死亡一直跟我们在一起。
It isn't a new enemy.
它不是一个新的敌人。
It's as old as we are.
它跟我们一样老。
As old as mankind is.
跟人类一样老。
It's always been here.
它一直在这里的。
And Jesus Christ came to overcome that enemy.
耶稣基督来就是要胜过这个敌人。
That was his purpose of coming.
这是他来的目的。
That we might have life instead of death.
好让我们有的是生命而不是死亡。
The Bible tells us that's why he came.
圣经告诉我们这就是他来的目的。
Jesus told us that's why he came.
耶稣也告诉我们这就是他来的目的。
But death was still here.
但是死亡还是在这里。
His own stepfather died.
他自己的养父死了。
Many of his friends died.
他很多的朋友也死了。
Still had it here.
但是死还是在这里。
And God promised for years.
神很多年来都这样应许。
But death was still here.
但是死亡仍然存在。
So how do we know that Jesus could do anything about it?
所以我们怎么知道耶稣对死亡有办法呢？
Well, he did lift up Lazarus from the grave.
他确实使拉萨路从死里复活。
And he did bring back Jairus' daughter.
他也确实使雅鲁的女儿回来了。
But prophets had done that.
但是先知也做过这样的事情。
It wasn't the first time.
这不是第一次。
There are a few times in history.
历史上有过几次的。
That a man could so live and appeal to his God that God did bring him back.
人活着时候能够跟他的神求，神确实把他带回来。
But nobody ever brought himself back.
但是从来没有人把自己带回来，这是没有的。
And very few even through a prophet.
而很少人透过先知也能够复活。甚至透过耶稣的也不多，只有四个。
But now he's dead.
但是现在他死了。
He was in the grave.
他在坟墓里面。
And the disciples were extremely sad.
门徒非常的难过。
Because they had big visions of what God, Jesus was going to do.
因为他们有很大的意象，以为耶稣将要做什么事情。
They thought he was going to establish a kingdom on earth.
他们以为耶稣将要在地上建立一个王国。
Drive out the Romans.
把罗马人给赶走。
Make the Jews the principal people of the world.
使犹太人成为世界上主要的人。
Set them on the middle kingdom.
把他们立在中间的国里面。
You know the middle kingdom, China.
你们知道中国。
And make them the greatest people in the world.
使他们成为世界上最伟大的民族。
And then,
然后
he was dead.
他死了。
But he said some strange things.
但是他讲了很奇怪的话。
He said, "I'm going to come back."
他说我要再回来。
I'll come back in 3 days.
三天之后我要回来。
They're going to kill me.
他们会杀我。
But I'm going to come back in 3 days.
但是三天之后我会回来。
He told the disciples 3 or 4 times.
他跟他的门徒讲过三四次。
But you know we hear things and don't hear them.
但是你知道我们听到东西就没有听到。
It's just too much to get hold of.
要明白这个事情太难了。
It's just too far off, too hard.
这个事情太困难了。
There's some things we can't lay hold, we can't believe.
这是我们没有办法掌握住，没有办法相信的。
And so they didn't believe it.
所以他们没有相信。
First they didn't believe he was going to die.
首先他们不相信耶稣会死。
And he told them very clearly and how he was going to die.
耶稣跟他们讲得很清楚，而且讲到他是要怎么样死。
But they didn't believe it.
但是门徒不相信。
And then he told them he wasn't going to stay dead.
然后他告诉他们他不会一直死的。
Well, for sure they didn't believe that.
当然这个他们也不相信。
So he died.
所以他死了。
And his disciples were absolutely miserable.
门徒非常的不好过。
All their dreams were gone.
他们所有的梦想都消失了。
In fact, 2 disciples...
事实上有两个门徒
even asked him,
甚至问过他
Lord, when you start your kingdom here,
主当你在这里开始了你的王国的时候
can I be on one side and my brother on the other side?
我可不可以在你的一边 and, 我的弟弟在你的另外一边呢
sit on 2 thrones just below yours?
我们就坐在你的旁边的两个宝座
He looked at them, you don't know what you're talking about.
耶稣看着他们说你们所说的你们不知道
You don't know what you're asking.
你们不知道你们在求的是什么
He says, that's not mine to give you.
他说这个不是我可以给你们的
that's what their dreams were.
那是他们本来有的梦想
And all their dreams were gone.
他们所有的梦想都消失了
Death can be so sad.
死亡可能是非常悲哀的事情
I have a friend in Australia.
我在澳洲有一位朋友
He's a pastor.
他是牧师
And his daughter married a very lovely young man.
他的女儿嫁给一个很可爱的年轻人。
And I don't remember, perhaps a week, perhaps less, perhaps a little bit more.
我不记得到底是多久，或许是一个礼拜左右。
They just been married.
他们才刚刚结婚。
And they had all their wedding gifts, and they had all their plans.
他们有很多的结婚的礼物，还有很
多的计划。And they were making plans for their future and their home and everything, and their house.
计划着未来，计划着他们的家，他们的房子，还有家具。
And she was out driving.
这个女的在外面开车。
And was killed.
她死了。
All the plans were gone.
所有的计划都没有了。
What difference does a piece of furniture make?
这个时候家具，什么样的家具有什么差别呢？
When the young wife is dead.
当年轻的妻子过世了。
There's no coming back.
回不来了。
It's so final.
死亡是非常极限的。
It so destroys all our hopes.
摧毁我们所有的盼望。
Any future we might think of is gone.
我们所可能想象的任何的未来都没有了。
And that's the way the disciples were.
门徒当时就是这样的情形。
I mean, everything they planned and everything they dreamed for was gone.
他们本来所计划的、所梦想的一切都消失了。
And not only that, their own lives were in danger.
不只是这样子，他们自己的生命也有危险。
And they were hiding.
他们在躲起来。
In a room that was, doors were locked.
他们躲的地方门都锁起来了。
And they're commiserating with one another.
他们在那里彼此同情。
Sit there weeping.
在那里哭。
Peter said, but he's gone, he's gone.
他走了，他走了。
Why, why, why?
为什么，为什么呢？
That's the way we talk, that's the way we act, isn't it?
我们也会这样子讲，也会有这样的反应。
We can't understand it.
我们没有办法明白。
Even if we know we have to die, but why?
即使我们知道我们必须死，但是为什么呢？
And why now?
为什么是现在呢？
Why now?
为什么是现在？
Wait a little longer.
再等久一点嘛。
Many people spend all kinds of money just to have a month or 6 months more to live.
很多人花了许许多多钱，单单是为了要多活一个月或是六个月。
Why?
为什么？
And then they get quiet and just sit there and let the tears run.
然后他们就安静地坐在那里流泪。
For 3 days that was that way.
有三天他们都是那样子的。
And as far as they knew, it was forever.
对他们来说，永远都会是如此。
Because it was impossible.
因为这是不可能的事。
We sang a song.
我们唱一首歌。
Nothing is impossible.
没有难成的事。
Well, Sunday school teacher said that to her little class.
主日学的老师对他小小的班上这样说。
And the little boy says, I know something impossible.
小男孩就说，我知道有不可能的事情。
What is it?
老师问说，是什么呢？
He said, you can't scratch a match on a cake of ice.
他说你没有办法在那个一块冰上面就把火柴给点燃。
Did they get that one?
A cake of ice?
You can't scratch a match on a cake of ice.
Uh-huh. A cake of ice?
Uh-huh. Just try it.
你试试看好了。
But God says nothing's impossible.
神说没有不可能的事。
Incidentally, that is possible.
顺便要讲，那是可能的。
If the ice is cold enough.
如果那个冰够冷的话。
But nevertheless, they sat there, stunned, shocked.
他们就坐在那里，目瞪口呆，非常的惊恐。
Everything that they had dreamed of in the gospel.
他们在福音里面所梦想的一切。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Come to me and ask me and I will give you water of life that you'll never thirst again, you'll live forever.
到我这里来，你跟我求，我就会把生命的水给你，你永远不会再渴，你就会活。
Come to me, I'll give it to you.
到我这里来，我就会给你。
Said the woman at the well, if you ask of me, I'll give you life water.
他对那井边的妇人说，你若跟我求，我就把活水赐给你。
No, he's dead.
而现在呢，他死了。
Where's the life water?
那个活水，生命的水在哪里呢？
Where's the water of life he was going to give? He didn't have it for himself.
他要给我的生命水在哪里呢？他自己都没有。
And then?
然后。
We were reading here.
我们在这里读。
The strangest thing.
很奇怪的事情。
They went to the tomb.
他们到坟墓那里去。
Now that the holidays were over.
现在假日已经结束了。
And to take some perfume and some special incense.
他们拿一些香膏，还有特别的香去。
Some embalming oils.
就是一些要抹的膏油。
But it was sealed with a great stone.
可是那个坟墓被很大的石头给封住的。
And they were thinking, well, who's going to roll the stone? Well, how are we going to do that? We're just weak little women.
他们在想说，我们要怎么样把那石头给滚开来呢？我们这些小小的女人。
Besides, it was sealed with an emperor's seal.
而且上面还有王的封印。
I'm wondering, how are we going to do this?
这个我们要怎么办呢？
When they got there, the stone was gone.
当他们到那里的时候，石头已经不见了。
And they looked in, expecting to see that dear, loved, dead.Body.
他们往里面看，本来以为会看到那个他们所爱的那个身体尸体在那里。
Lying there on that stone bench.
以为那个尸体会就躺卧在石头上面，通通被包裹起来的。
The Bible tells us he was bound with a with 500 pounds of ointments.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣是被用五百磅的香膏给抹了。
And in one day they hardened like cement.
而他们在一天之内就会变硬，像是水泥一样。
You know, you've seen a cast on a body?
你有没有看过在
broken arm or something?
就是有人如果手臂断了之类的。
Like that, only heavier.
就是他们上了石膏，就像那样子，只是更重而已。
And they were going to pour some more on.
他们本来还要把更多的香膏浇上去。
They were very expensive, but they did that for love.
香膏是很贵的，但是他们是因为爱而这样做。
So they walked in the tomb and it wasn't there.
所以他们走到坟墓前不在那里。